Okay, so we've talked about audio dramatizations, we've talked about editing projects, and I've given you kind of a little brief intro on Project 109. But what exactly is Project 109? What it is basically there are several characters in here. We have Jane Brooks, who is a married, wonderful mother of two, and her husband Eric, and then her two children, 16-year-old Krista and 10-year-old Joseph. And we have Jane's sister, Sue Johnson. And Sue comes to visit Eric and Jane and their two children. Sue comes to visit the Brooks family, and they live in San Francisco, which, if you don't know, a lot of my audio dramas are actually set in San Francisco, because that's actually one place I'd want to live, and I don't know why. But, anyways, so Sue lives originally in Texas. She lives in Austin, Texas, and she's coming down to visit her sister and her family. While she's down there, Sue is very curious, kind of a snoopish person. She likes to snoop into things, nosy, very curious, but very, very caring and concerned. So she starts talking with Jane, and she finds out that Jane is heavily involved in a project with her coworker, Tom Davis. Now, Tom Davis claims to be a psychic, and he claims to be not just any psychic, but a medium. And Jane believes that there is a ghost haunting her house. Now, the ghost has so far only been visible to Jane. And she's trying to figure out what is going on, trying to figure out the mystery of the house. Well, one particular day, Tom sends his niece over to Jane's house to bring a bunch of textbooks. And Sue is going, "What's going on here?" And she wants to know what's going on. So she starts poking and prodding into these books and their studies of the paranormal and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And she's going, "Well, wait a minute. This doesn't make sense. Jane said this was some top secret project." So then she starts poking and prodding and begging her sister to tell her about what's going on. And her sister said, "I can't. I can't. If you know the secret, your life will never be the same." And so, of course, Sue, the
Two, six.
poking and
Audio recording
prodding,
button.
snooping person that she is, pretty much, but she's also concerned. She's not this evil person. She's a very concerned, very, very extremely concerned person. And she wants to know what's going on with her sister. So she finally basically gives her an ultimatum and says, "I'm leaving in a few days. Either you tell me or I will leave now, because I cannot stand you suffering like this." And so Jane finally tells her about finding a diary in her attic, and it's a secret book. And Jane starts reading it, and as soon as she starts reading it, this little girl, about 9 or 10 years old, this girl starts appearing to her. And because now she knows the secret that is contained inside this book. And so Sue is actually shocked about all this, and so she's trying to figure out why. And Jane is slowly revealing things to her, very reluctant to reveal things to her because she wants to keep her safe. And Jane is a very protective mother and wants to keep everyone in the house safe. And so
Zero,
We
44. Zero, 40.
come to this situation where Tom Davis, the coworker, shows up at the Brooks home, and not only does Jane have something to see with him, but Sue notices that Tom Davis was the boy she went to high school with. So Tom Davis was actually her high school sweetheart. So Sue, of course, is shocked and now wants nothing to do with anything, but she's too heavily involved in it now. So basically, it's about people keeping a lot of secrets, and the story goes on from there, and there's so